Blog Talk Radio.
And I think things over.
crown, but I got charged. Everybody got charged tonight. I'm a little wrong, but I'm still pressing on because I got charged.
Coming on tonight. I say joy real tonight. Praise God. Or if you just let the joy of the Lord be your strength tonight, you would just be shouting with me, praise God, because I just love the praises of God. Because when the praises of God go up, praise God, the blessings are just continuously showering down on us. We just don't know what God's going to do and how God's going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is, y'all, with the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know. You don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. What God is, how God's going to show out next. And, oh, how what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. He just going to pour out his love continuously. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one thing that we do know. His love is never ending. Praise God. Hallelujah. But joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you just keep the joy of the Lord, praise God, you're going to see things happen, things being turned around, things being defeated. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let us pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so glad, God, that we have your joy. We have your peace, God. Hallelujah. Father God, there is none like you, oh God. And God, we just love to praise you because you told us, God, hallelujah. God, you tell us in your word, God, that you created us to praise you, God, to bow before you, to worship you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, that you fearfully and wonderfully made us and so that it was good. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, you didn't make no half misfits or anything, God. You just looked on it and said it was good. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank you for every one of your children tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. What you're doing in every one of us life tonight, God. There's just no one besides you, Lord God. Oh, God, we love you, Lord God. Because, God, you the God of more than enough, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. God, we just can't thank you enough, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy. Oh, God, Father God. Oh, that grace. Hallelujah. Grace. Oh, grace, 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 grace. Oh, can you say it tonight? Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that your eyes is upon us. Thank you, Lord God, that you're healing us. Thank you, God, that you're hand is outstretched to us, God. Thank you, Lord God. God, we can't thank you enough. Every time I think about it, God, it's more, more, more. You're just more than enough, God. And, Lord, I ask you to look on each one of your children tonight, God. Father God. Oh, God, you know each one by name, God. Whatever they stand in need of tonight, God. God, do it, God. Do it, do it, God. Do it, do it. Oh, God. Oh, we can trust you, Lord God. We can depend upon you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are just so happy and blessed to have all you on. Oh, I tell you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has for you. And watch God do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I am just so blessed and I'm just so thankful that I know and I live for one who has loved me and made me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites. As I said, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're going through some type of sickness or something you just seem as though you can't shake. But God's Favorites are here for purpose tonight. We are out reaching out to help heal your hurts if we can say or do anything to encourage you, because the Word of God said that we are to encourage one another in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that. We are to encourage one another in the Lord. Praise God. Jesus said, come unto me in Matthew 11:28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. God is, oh, thank you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. Every time God just drop a nugget, oh, I just get excited. God is willing to give us rest from all the things that we faced in life. Don't you know he knows it? Don't you know he cares? Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know God cares for you? If he didn't, he wouldn't have made you. Praise God. He's the one made you, not me, not you of yourself. It was him that made you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are just excited. Excited. Oh, yes. I don't know about you. When I hear something God does, I'm just excited in the Lord because he's our God and he's our friend. He said, I'm a friend and I stick as closer than any brother. Can nobody stick closer to you than your Father, which is in heaven, who made you and knows all about you. Praise God. I speak that to you tonight. Praise God. No one can be as close to you. I don't care how close your mother is or your father, your sister, your brother. Can't anybody, hallelujah, that's what I love about this thing. Can't nobody love you and can't nobody be as close to you as your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. It might not seem like it. It might not look like it. But there is a God that loves us so much And he said he'll stick close to it, hang on to it, and hold it close to you and never let it go. I have a father. See, I love to put my name places. Y'all will find me doing that all the time. I have a father that cares, and I have a father who will stick closer to me than any brother. He said in his word, your mother and your father may forsake you, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stick, oh, baby, put that in your belt and tie it close around you, and don't you ever let him leave you. God, because he said he'll never leave you. Praise God. Don't you turn him loose, because he won't turn you loose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all better know something tonight. I'm going to jump out of this chair after a while. Praise God. You serve a God who said he will never leave you nor forsake you. When all else will never leave you. Powerful, powerful promise. I love to stand on the promises of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to take prayer requests. Praise God. If anyone on tonight, praise God, have a prayer request while we were in these promises of God, praise God, press 1 on your phone. I'll be glad to pray for you right now before we go into the message. Praise God. If there is anyone on that have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. I do see 3193 on the phone. May I have
good
a prayer
evening.
Request?
Good evening, Minister Bowman. How are you?
All right, Minister Bowman. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
All right. Give
your
prayer request.
I have a sister-in-law in Tulane Hospital in New Orleans. She had a brain stroke, and it left her speechless and paralyzed on one side, on her left side. So we just asking God for his healing for Sandra Robinson. Amen.
Okay. Father, right now we do lift up Minister Bowman's sister-in-law that has the brain stroke, God. We pray, oh, God, Father God, oh, God, you the healer, Lord God. We lay up before you, God. We can't do nothing about it, God. Lord God, but you can. Ha! Yes, Lord God, you can. You can. God, you knew she was going to have that brain stroke, God. And you said, Lord God, to pray, God. You said, if my people will pray, God. Lord God, you heal, God. You set free. We pray, oh, God, that that brain stroke, oh, God, don't leave her terminal paralyzed or anything wrong with her. We pray that she come out of this thing better than she went in it. In the name of Jesus, God, you are a healer. We lay your healing virtue upon her now, and we command her, oh, God, to come back to her normal state in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Bowman.
Amen. Thank you, and thank God.
Miss Martin, go ahead.
Hi, Minister Collins. How you doing? I want
I'm
you to
great.
Be with me because I've been in this home exactly about eight and a half years, and now the owner wants to sell the home, so I have to move, and I'm asking for prayer that God help me find a place in time. I have to be out here by the 31st of March.
Praise God.
And I know how hard it is out there right now.
Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of peace, God, we come, Father God, in behalf of Bonzetta, God. Father, I pray, Lord God, Father God, that, oh God, you have the perfect place for her. That she don't have to even worry about what she's going to go. It's just going to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, I pray that she's just going to trust in you, the Lord, with all her heart. God, as she go and look at a place, God, and you're going to tell her which one it is, God. Thank you, Lord. She's going to be out on time, God. And thank you, Lord, God.
Yes.
Father God, you moved the way, God. Where there seems to be no way, God. Oh, God, when all else fails, oh, God, Lord, we can, oh, God, trust in you. And, God, sometimes Lord God, it just looked like it's not going to happen, oh God, until, oh God, to the last minute. But God, we pray, oh God, the door will open. The door will open,
yes.
God, and she will walk in it, and she will find a place, God. We pray that all of her assistance, oh God, Lord God, will help her, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you know she have her two children.
In the name
and God,
of Jesus.
You know she has her children, God. And Lord God, you know they need a place to stay. And God, you are their covering, oh God. And Lord, I just lift them up to you right now that this place shall come forth and come forth, God, on time. You are on time, God, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, honey. All right.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray for that, okay?
Okay.
To pray.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Anybody else before we go on, praise God, is there anybody, the prayer request at this time, and then we're going to go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love every one of you all. I love you both. Praise God. I love you, many. Oh, praise God. You are God's children, fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, great is our God. Oh, great is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Before I go on, Mother Stokes, would you like to give a prayer in behalf of every mother that have lost their children to gun violence, drugs, or to the prison walls? Would you like to pray for every mother for me?
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come touching and agreeing on the same things as Minister George and I and everyone that's on the line, oh God. God, we come to lift up those mothers who have lost children by gun violence or whatever, whatever has happened to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, is behind prison walls, oh God. I lift up those mothers and fathers, oh Father, who have children behind prison walls, who are hurting, Lord God, right now. Father, you want to heal every hurt that they have in their body. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, and their heart, oh God. I know that their hearts are heavy. Those who have children behind prison walls, Lord, whether it's a girl or a boy, Father, in the name of Jesus, the daddies is hurting, the mothers are hurting, Father, and even the family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I ask you to protect them while they are behind prison walls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, protect those. Send your ministering angels, Lord, and the jailhouse, because they can go anywhere, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, and protect those children. Lead them and guide them how to do, what to do, what to say. Oh God, how to talk to those officers that's in the jailhouse, oh God. The ones that are taking care of them, the nurses, oh Father. In the name of Jesus. And I pray against COVID-19 of any of those mothers' children, mothers' and fathers' children that is in the jailhouse, oh God. No harm will come against them, Father. No harm, no sickness, no diseases, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you right now, Lord God, for those who are in there. But, Father, I thank you that you put them, maybe you might have put them where they can just sit down and focus on you. And, God, when they get out, Father, they have just focused on you. They'll learn about your word, how you have commanded them to do. So, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I thank you, and I lift up every mother and father and family member who are hurting right now, Lord God, all across the nation. Their children are behind prison walls, oh God. They can't even go see them right now, Lord God. Because I was talking to someone the other day. They said they hadn't seen their son in 6 months, God. So, Father, take care of them while they're in there, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Amen. I'm glad you mentioned that, because some of them haven't seen anybody this whole year. And some of them are getting restless, and some of the mothers are recognizing they haven't seen their children. So, you know, we do have a love for our children, no matter where they are, no matter what's going on. And we have to pray for them that COVID is not taking them over, praise God. At this time, I want Minister Gwen to bring us a song, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then I will be with the message.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Let me see. Can I get you on here, Minister Gwen? Are you there? Minister Gwen? Maybe she stepped away. What about Minister? I'm looking who I have here. Think I need to close her back off at this time. Praise God. All right. We have Minister, is that Shawanda? Minister Shawanda?
Ma'am?
Can you give us a song at this time?
Yes. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, hallelujah, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To His most holy and precious
Thank
name.
You,
Praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I just get so caught up in the Lord, I can't do nothing but praise Him. And that's what He say, praise me. Praise Him. Hallelujah. I give Him honor and I give Him all the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I desire to be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God. God is so good. God is so awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you all that come on Friday night with Minister Janice and myself. Praise God. On Friday night at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is on Blog Talk, Praise God, delivers a beautiful message, and I wish you all could come on sometime on this same number, 1-714-409-0578. Praise God. And remember, first Saturday is coming up, which will be Saturday, is our 10 o'clock meeting. Every first of the month, we have a 10 o'clock meeting at 10 o'clock, and we do the communion. We do to partake of the communion. We like for you to be a part of us. Praise God. It's a very intimate time. Praise God. So we just love for you all to join us in taking communion and prayer. It's a time when everybody joins in and have a part in the prayer. We pray for need the world. We have prayer targets. You can pray for anyone you like. I will call out some, but if there is one that you like pray for, we would like for you to pray. So it's a time of prayer every first Saturday of the month.
And I would just love to see all of you all on and let's pray in together. Oh, God, I just love togetherness. You know, I do, I really do. I love when God's people come together because God said he can move in the midst of two, and three is better than one. I love that scripture. Oh, my God. He said two is good, but three is better. And you know, I've gotten to the place when we pass three, that chain is just steady tightening up on the devil. It's choking him on out. Because when you just steady link up together, oh, my, we linked up tonight together. We are linked up together. And we are commanding the devil out and letting him, he don't have no part of our lives, our families, or whatever you want prayer for. You might have not mentioned it tonight, but this thing is going for, we linked up, hallelujah, praise, glory. We are linked up in the spirit of God. And no devil in hell can attack you or nothing around you right now. Praise God, hallelujah. Because we're going forth in his name. Hallelujah. We're believing God in his name. Praise God. We are praying in his name. It's all about the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I'll just get caught up. I better go to the lesson because glory. Hallelujah. When I start, I'll just get in the spirit and praise God. Hallelujah. I'll just start telling you all about my Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. How he loves us and what he's doing now. Praise God. Because he's all right now, God. Praise God. Well, anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight is our title. Hallelujah. And I'm fired up about this title. The Lord will fight for you. Glory. Hallelujah. The Lord will fight for you. And you think he won't? Oh, he fights for you all the time. Praise God. God is fighting for you when you're sleeping. God is fighting for you at your least time, you think. God is fighting your battles for you. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's go to Exodus, if you're going to follow me in the word. Praise God. Exodus chapter 14. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to verse 14 through 21, praise God, and it reads as like this, praise God, and this was when the children was Israel, God was leading them through them waters, praise God, y'all know the story there, praise God, it reads, let me go, hallelujah, and the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace, look, he said you can hold your peace, you don't have to do nothing, God gonna fight for you, praise God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host and upon his chariots and all his horsemen, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. Y'all better hear this. Upon the chariots and upon the horsemen. God said, I'm going to get the honor. Praise God. What the devil thinks. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Praise God. And it came between the camp of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them. But it gave light to these. Praise God. For the devil, it got to cause a darkness to come upon him. He can't see how to do anything to you, but he going to give you light because Jesus is the light. Come on, somebody. Y'all, I'm about to jump out of my skin tonight. And that he came one not near, the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by the strong east wind. And all that night he made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Come on, somebody. Tell me what God can't do. Tell me what God can't do for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We cannot fight these battles by ourselves. We cannot fight these battles by ourselves. Hallelujah. We got flesh in the way. Praise God. But God, who is rich in mercy, we know he can. They are too tall. The mountains are too tall. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be defeated. Praise God. What we are called to do, let me tell you what we are called to do. We are called to fight the good fight of faith. We got to keep the faith in the midst of the battle, somebody. We can't fight this thing alone. Praise God. And Jesus knows how much of that we have. He knows how much faith you got. He knows how little, how big, how measure, what measure you have. That's why he told us that he will fight for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's his strong and righteous right hand. There are so many promises for us in his word that we can cling on to. Praise God. But do we have the faith to believe him for them? Do we have that faith? You have to switch yourself and say, Lord, you have to admit to the Lord, Lord, I just don't have it. Lord, I need your help. He knows it, but he wants you to admit it. Praise God. No, we want things done right now. When we call upon the Lord, we want it done right now and then. The Lord, he fought for Israel only as they stood still. He told us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Had they turned and tried to fight the Egyptian themselves, praise God, you didn't see not one of those people that God brought through on dry land. You didn't see them turn back and go try to fight them Egyptian, did you? They would have got drowned in the sea. God led them out. And just like God is leading you out, praise God, hallelujah. Look at this thing, somebody. Hallelujah. Just like he led them out, he's leading you out right now. He's leading you through. He's causing you to go through some things. Praise God, hallelujah. So he can prove himself mightily in your behalf and try to fight the Egyptians and try to fight for themselves. And at any capacity, this would have hindered the Lord fighting for them, and they, no doubt, would have been defeated. You see why we get defeated sometimes? Because we want to fight the battle for the Lord. And God said, no, I'm going to fight your battle. Praise God. It has been said, in justification, the Lord fights for us. And in sanctification, praise God, we need Jesus. We need the helper. We cannot fight this battle alone, these battles. It's always going to be something. The devil is always going to be attacking in some kind of way. But you cannot fight the battle in the flesh. It's a spiritual thing. It's a warfaring thing. We got the war in the spirit. This is the reason for spiritual warfare in Ephesians. Told us. We got the war in the spirit. Praise God. Even though things are attacking you in your flesh, but we got to stay spiritual. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can't fight these battles all by ourselves. We need you praying for me. Yes, I need you to pray for me. He said, you pray for me and I'll pray for you. God put us down here to pray ye one for another. Hear what I'm saying? I'm speaking the word to you tonight. God said, I told you to pray ye one for another. When one is weak, we ought to be praying for that. And when that one get a little weak, we pray for another. Praise God. I love it. I love praying for someone. I love to pray for you because I know I love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I ain't praying for you, I don't have no love for you. I don't have the love of God in my heart. Praise God. Right at the time We think that everything is going well with us. And when we think that, we don't need anybody to pray. That's the right time for the devil to get in and attack. Yeah, time the devil wants to get in and attack you when you don't want to pray for someone else. We've got to pray for one another. Oh, but God, who is rich in mercy, praise God, will come to our rescue and drive out the enemy with his mighty power, he said, and with his outstretched arm. Look what verse 24 and 25 said in that chapter that we just read. Praise God. 24 and 25. Go over there to 24 and 25. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 24 and 25 says, and it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked into the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire of the cloud and troubled the host of the, come on somebody, and he took off their chariot wheels. Look what God did. Somebody listen. Oh, praise God. He took off the chariot wheel and they drove them heavily. So that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. The devil got to flee. Glory, hallelujah, y'all. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. The devil said, let us flee. Let us get out of here. God is on these people's side. God is on your side. Oh, my God. And let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Yo, God, I want to tell you, and I want to speak to you tonight, that your God is fighting for you when you're sleeping, when you get up, when you go out, when you come in. Your God is fighting for you. Bonzetta Collins, your God is fighting for you tonight. You shall find a place. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is fighting for you with his outstretched arm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's go to another chapter here. Let's look at another one. Praise God. Over in Joshua chapter 23 and 10. Praise God. And it reads like this. One man of you shall chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. He is that findeth for you, as he had promised you. That's one of the promises of God. God said, one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. I told you two is better than one. I just told you that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Y'all, I tell you, these chapter scriptures here just makes me more, it builds your faith. That's all it does, builds your faith. Praise God. God always fought for us. And for his people. When we read his word, we always see how God brought them out and how he delivered them. Yes, he did. But look over there in Nehemiah, praise God. We know the devil didn't want Nehemiah to build that wall. But God was in it. Look at Nehemiah 4 and 14. Praise God. Hallelujah. It said, and I looked and rose up and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. See that? God told us, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren. And God said, fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses, whatever you got to fight for, fight in the spirit. With faith, believing. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, and everyone to his work. The devil couldn't get in. I'm telling you, this chain is so strong tonight, the devil can't get in it. Glory, hallelujah. If he could, hallelujah, he would make it a wreck tonight. But he's afraid. He gone. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise, oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I don't know what you may be going through, or how deep your Red Sea may be. You may be going somewhere, you may be going know someone that's going through something that is so deep that it looks impossible. It might be a Red Sea for them. Or you might be going through something, need to be delivered from something. You know, sometimes I hear lay people, ministers, they are caught up in pornography, and we see that many times, prong. They need to be delivered, and they don't get delivered until it done hit the fan, and then everything, the devil done exposed them. That's because they didn't get delivered. Or maybe you need to be set free from something. Maybe you might have a sickness. Maybe you do have a child behind prison walls. Maybe you might have lost a child to bullet. Whatever is plaguing, maybe you have an unforgiveness. Might be. Or your willingness may be. Some people are fighting with loneliness. It's many things that the devil tries to attack us with. You may have gotten hurt by someone. Let me tell you, don't think you can't get hurt by anyone, because the Bible says, I was wounded in the house of my friend. Right in the church. Yes, we get wounded because we are flesh. But we don't hold on to it. We forgive. This is why God tells us to forgive. We have to forgive one another. And you know how many times I'm not going to go there and say, but he say forgive seven times a day. So we got to learn how to forgive one another. Love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love one another. Pray for one another. Try to stay close to one another. God won't leave us, so why do we want to leave one another if we love him? Come on, somebody. I know it's a hard thing sometimes. I know it's a hard thing. But we still got to love one another. Be there for one another. Uplifting one another. Praying ye for one another. He said, if your brother, you see your brother have a need, feed him, clothe him, whatever you have to do for him. Maybe a child in trouble and that mother needs prayer. Pray for her. Pray for her. Go to her. Extend yourself a little. Get out of your comfort zone sometimes. That's what we have to do. Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone and get into somebody else's zone and pray them through. You know, I remember that coming up, you know. Ladies used to do that of old. They used to go visit one of you, but you know, we done got to the place now, we don't want nobody to know our business. Oh, yeah, so we find out what's that woman going through. We got to go throw it all through the neighborhood and all over across the world. We better come back to God. We need to come back to God. And be there for one another. Let your love override everything that the devil is trying to get in there and cause a havoc to. Praise God. I am saying God will cause nothing to happen to you that he can't deliver you from. There's nothing too hard for God. And we have heard that over and over and over. There's nothing too hard for God. Maybe fighting the battle with anger or whatever. And it just seems as though you are oppressed or depressed. That happens. We have suicidal tendencies. We have all kind of things going on with people right in the body. Praise God. Just seems like nothing is going right. Everything is falling apart. more money going out than it is coming in. Yeah, the devil attacks our finances sometimes, and it seems so hard sometimes. And our finances get a little low, and we crying out, what am I going to do next? But God, outstretched hand. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to fight for you if you want to believe him. If you just only believe God, he's going to fight every battle for you. He will not leave you. Praise God. Because it's his good pleasure to show himself mightily in your behalf. Praise God. In your behalf. Have I ever fought some battles? Yes. Probably will fight many more. Praise God. I wrote a book, Why Not a Woman? And in there, I told about some of the battles I fought, the hurts that I've experienced, and how I had to forgive. It wasn't about what I did, though. It was of what I allowed my Father to step into my life and to help me be delivered and set free. Now I can love and I can laugh and I can be joyful. And I don't know anybody that can laugh like Mother Stokes, joyful. Oh, but she don't know how I laugh. All the afternoon I've been laughing. I've been having my family here with me all the afternoon, part of my family, matter of fact. And we've been laughing and having fun. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been having them now for 2 days. Praise God. But I tell you, when you can laugh and really enjoy life, God said laughter is like medicine, it's healing. God will fight for you. God will fight every battle if you trust him and believe. This is what he wants you to do. He said it in his word, to have faith and let him do it. Give it to him. I was telling someone just this week, give my children back to the Lord. I have given them back, and I don't worry about them. I don't worry because God told me in his word, don't worry. So he don't want you to worry about anything. He don't want you to be fretful. He don't want you just overwhelmed. He just wants you to know that he's going to fight for you. He's going to take care of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have 60 seconds. Praise God. I'm just so glad you all are on. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Declare that nothing come nigh your dwelling. Nothing will hinder you. Anything that the enemy tries to do to you, it's null and void, and it shall fall. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be with us Saturday morning. Praise God. We're going to pray and we're going to see the devil sleep. Praise God. If you know someone need prayer, bring the prayer request or get them on. Praise God. Because we're going to drive the devil out just like he drove out the Egyptians. Good night.